The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
That's true, because people are like, these people don't know anything about life.
These people don't know the shit, like, that they're not even telling me.
Shit they don't tell you. They didn't even tell me.
Yeah, that's the irony, okay? We're not telling you still,
yeah,
pal.
We're still learning, man.
Deal with it.
We're telling you
our
experiences.
You got conned, all right?
Hey, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
Let me tell you something about Studio 71, okay?
No,
they're
CastBox.
The bomb.
No, talk
but
about...
also, I'm going to talk about CastBox, okay? They happen to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. You know what that means?
You can find all your favorite podcasts. Yeah, I do know what that means.
Oh, I was just going to say that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool because you can listen
to shit they don't tell you wherever you get your podcasts.
But we hope you'll give CastBox a shot because we think it's the best.
No, it's not the best. It is a best.
A best?
That's
as a noun?
That's the best one.
Oh my God. Let's just listen to this podcast.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Yo, what's up? It's Sue Green.
And today it's just us. We are going to take some of your questions that you've been messaging us. And if you have a question you would like to ask us that you want to discuss on the show, something that you wish that people would have told you, or you're going through something now that no one's telling you how to solve.
We're going to open the floor today to all y'all because we're tired of just talking to people with one person. We want to talk to all the people.
Okay, but let me tell them where to send their question. It's to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo, L-I-M-O.
We had a guest who was going to come, and then we said, no, we want the people here instead, so you're canceled on. And they're like, this is really unprofessional. That's pretty messed up. We were actually on our way here. But we're like, no, sorry.
I had no part of this.
I just told them to take a walk.
Wow, that's really rude, Steve. But at least we get a cool episode with just you and me out of it.
I like these.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have to deal with freaking guests.
I do too.
Some who's full of themselves.
Shut up. People don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm not joking. Dead serious.
He doesn't think that about any of the guests because the guests we've gotten are super cool.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for myself. Holy guacamole. Do you like how I edited myself?
You think
too?
All the guests have been great?
Yeah.
Every single guest.
I booked pretty
much.
You
wouldn't change a single guest that we've had.
This is not about the guest.
Not even
Stephen
one.
P. Green.
Okay.
P.P. Green.
I wouldn't change the guest either. They've been wonderful.
They've been phenomenal.
Wonderful.
But I like it when it's just you and me because my anxiety is like crazy sometimes, especially when it's a guest that I don't know very well because like I want it to be a good first impression. And then, like, I work my ass off for it.
Yeah, you do.
And I just, like, really, really want it to do... I don't even care if they like me personally. I just want them to like the podcast. Like, I want them to have a good time here.
Care if they like you personally?
I want to make sure they're comfortable.
I'm going to throw a flag on that.
Well, if they didn't like me personally, then it would be very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah,
I would like them to be comfortable overall.
Right.
Like, I don't need them to go home and be like, man, I'm such a fan of Nikki Limo now. Like, I just want them to, like, be like, wow, that was a good time. That was a good conversation that we had.
Sure,
and sometimes, like, you know, if we run out of things to talk about, you know, that could be terrible. So I'm like, oh no, I gotta make sure this ball keeps rolling.
I honestly think that the parking situation here is so bad that nobody can have a good time on our show as a guest.
What?
I just don't think it's possible.
It's free parking. It's validated.
No, but the getting in here because of all the construction downstairs, I just don't think.
Okay, this is unrelatable to the people listening now.
I would like to talk about traffic conditions.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't enjoy being in traffic.
Get it out.
I don't enjoy bad weather. I like nice weather and I like no traffic.
Wow. You're the only one, Steve.
I think we're going to have
it's
some
mind
people.
Mind-blowing.
We're doing a call-in show. We're having people call in about their traffic situations.
Okay. We're actually having, not a call-in.
Amber,
but,
you're on the line.
Are you going to be Amber? Are you going
to
take this call from Amber?
I was trying to think of what to do next. We lost Amber.
You know what we could do next is take an actual message.
Let's do it.
From an email that we got sent to us to our podcast email. All right. Ready for this? Steven.
Let's do it.
P. Green.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to call you P.P. Green from now on.
I like it. It's a good name.
You're not supposed to like it.
It's a good nick.
No, it's not fun. All right. So the title, the subject of this email is Childhood Trauma, How Did You Overcome It, Nikki? Okay. Hey, Nikki and Steve. I'm currently 20 years old in university. Oh, by the way, this is kind of a meaty email, so keep your ears open right now. I've started to listen to your podcast. I'm so amazed that you feature on CastBox since I recently started using the app and found out now that I can hear you guys debate about different topics during my travel.
This is CastBox.
Thank
write
you for
this.
Listening. I know,
are
right?
Are you kidding me? Who writes like this?
That's true. That's
who
true.
Writes?
It does
I had
sound
just
like that.
Started. I downloaded the CastBox app and I've been listening to you guys ever since. Are you kidding me, man?
That's true.
I can see right through this one.
All right. Well, you two are super cute and super funny, by the way. It's like I wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's so refreshing to see such down-to-heart and natural people. Down-to-heart.
Oh, well, that's a real error.
We
okay,
down-to-heart.
Maybe she's human after all.
No, it's like down-to-fuck, but we're down-to-heart.
I like it.
You know, we're down-to-heart.
Oh, down-to-heart would have been a better name for this show.
That's true, because people are like, these people don't know anything about life.
These people don't know the shit like, that they're not even telling me.
Shit they don't tell you. They didn't even tell me.
That's the irony, okay? We're not telling you still, pal.
We're still learning, man.
Deal with it.
We're telling
you
our experiences. You
got conned, all right?
Okay, but back to the question. Nikki, you mentioned it briefly in your podcast number 6, where you were talking about how you were cold-hearted when you were younger because of the way you were raised. It really hit a nerve because I just got into a small fight today with my boyfriend, which has been something we've argued about before, but not exactly the same reason. But I really struggle on this. I have always been raised with several mindsets, which now do I realize has really affected my mindset so much. Here are a few of the followings. Even if you are ill or feel poorly, you should live on and act like you are doing fine. And if you don't, then you should just end your life because clearly you're a weak person that can't take on the real world.
Whoa.
Number 2, there are no such thing as friends. And in life, you are alone and you don't need anyone.
Ooh, wait, the boyfriend's saying this shit?
No, she was raised with these mindsets.
Oh my God,
like,
man.
These are the things that she's come to believe as a person in life. If you want, number 3, if you want something, you should work hard and fight for it and not complain that you don't have time because you had enough time to mess around or take a break. Number 4, if you don't get your way in life and let others trample over you, then you are a pussy and a failure.
I agree with that one. I like that one.
Okay. So when I recently Skyped my boyfriend, he said if I didn't have to do this, then I would have more time to do that. And I guess for me, because I'm so used to the idea of the fact that everyone always has free time and you're just creating excuses for yourself. So looking back at the situation, I didn't really let him finish and said, we always have free time and you're just using and blaming other things for not being able to accomplish your desires. And also, if this is the thing that you wanted to do and it was so important to you, then you would have made it a priority over meeting friends or watching TV and messing around in a patronizing, and she said it in a patronizing way with no respect, because deep down, it's not that I was looking down at him, but I knew that what I was saying was correct. But I guess it came across really aggressive too, because my dad has always raised me in a cold Asian father way, which has heavily rubbed on me. So naturally, very vexed and forceful, because it feels like I don't want to see the people I love become sulkers and encourage this type of attitude. My boyfriend has put up with me several times and gets very upset every time I come across like this, because I don't give him a chance to speak, because in my mind, I believe I'm correct and there's nothing wrong with my mindset.
This
and I
is
feel
a
like
book, man.
My thoughts
it's a
on
book.
This topic
stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. It's like you're reading Eminem lyrics.
Because,
I don't want it anymore.
Whoa, hey, why you gotta bring Eminem to this?
No, it's just like, man, it doesn't. I get it already. I freaking get it. Okay. Okay.
Okay, Steven.
All right. First of all, what's her name?
Well, she wants to stay anonymous.
Okay, anonymous.
Yeah.
Use a friggin' period when you write a friggin' email, because that was intense.
Well, it's not done yet.
No, I know. Okay. I know.
All right.
I could hear the pages turning. Okay. So, basically what I'm hearing is that you tried to lecture your boyfriend as you have been lectured in your life by your parents. This is a mistake a lot of people make in relationships. You are not your significant other's mom or dad. Like, don't do this, I gotta come down on them about shit thing. Nobody fucking wants that. Like, in a significant other, if I'm bitching about something to you, I don't wanna hear like, oh, well, here's what you're doing wrong and what you're fucking up. It's like, if I'm bitching about something, I know that I'm kind of fucking up on something, or at least I'm trying to share something with you. I'm not trying to be lectured to. No one wants to be lectured to.
Yeah, because she says here, I'm not sure what to do because I don't want to make him feel small next to me, and I know that this is an unhealthy attitude. But when I hear something that I don't agree with, I find it fake to be nice and sugarcoat it. But when I am my normal self, I say many rude words and end up not getting through to them. And I think that's exactly right, is that you're not getting through to them because you're not letting them. A lot of people just want to just vent, like to you're a person that they feel close to, and they want you to just hear their feelings, and you just need to be a good listener at that
time.
If
you can't vent to your significant other, dude, then you will recede even more inside yourself, and you'll become uncommunicative with them, and then it will get worse for you. So
for the significant other, or for
both of you,
yeah,
because you won't share your feelings with the person because
the
you don't want to get lectured
to. Overrides.
I think that, well, then yeah, and then the other person is used to snapping at them, or worse, the other person's not hearing anything from you, like feedback about your day and checking in with me and stuff, and so it gets worse because your communication slowly, like, you like drift apart.
It's also like people like to feel heard. You know,
absolutely.
People like to feel heard, and when you interrupt them, I hate being interrupted because, like, you didn't even let me finish.
Yeah, you don't like to be interrupted
thought.
At all, not one bit.
Are you trying to interrupt me?
No,
but you didn't make it because I finished my thought.
You did it.
I did it.
You've trained and learned.
Yes, but Steve, yeah, he does interrupt me a lot, but not in like a trying to lecture way. He just
I like to mansplain to her what the hell she's thinking and boil it down.
I'm like, you didn't let me finish my thing yet.
Yeah.
You can't even give the right advice if you... That's another... You can't give the right advice if you don't let them finish. But, you know, a lot of people aren't looking for advice. They just want to be understood and listened to. And the ones that are looking for advice, one, let them solicit it from you first. Like, let them ask you, like, what do you think I should do about this? And then two, there's a way you can do it, not being sugarcoaty and not being nice, like super fake nice. You can say it in your genuine voice, but
you don't have to be fake, right?
You don't have to be faked, but just say it in a way that's more like, well, what I would do is blank.
Yeah, don't be so combative about it.
It doesn't need
to
be,
here's what you gotta do.
Here's where you're fucking up, and here's...
Right.
Here's where you're wrong in thinking, and you should just end your life because you're weak in this
area.
But if
somebody asks you for advice with something, then you can tell them the thing. But don't, it's unsolicited if they're bitching to you about something, and then you're like, here's what to do. Trust, man. Look, I know you're like, well, no, but isn't it good that I have the answers? And like, don't they need the answer? And it's like, no, man, they just need to bitch. Okay? That's the way humans are. I don't think that it's like, when Nikki does this with me, like in the early on, I used to try to solve the problem, right? It's like she'd come to me with a thing and she's like, oh, it's just about, I'm worried about this or whatever. And I'd try to solve it for her, like, oh, well, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And it's not what she wants, right? And it's not what I want when I share stuff with Nikki. I don't want to hear, here's what you got to do.
Okay. And this person knows this too, because it's so in the next paragraph.
Okay.
She says,
boil it down for me.
This isn't the first time it happened. She said she does a lot into her friends and family members too. I shut them down from venting and start suggesting solutions on how to fix it. My friends told me, we didn't come to you to fix my problem. We just wanted you to listen. But I struggle to listen because it just sounds like excuses after excuses. And I don't want the people I love to have such a complacent attitude. Like the phrase you have proactive and reactive. Okay, if I love these people, would I want to encourage a reactive mind state instead of a proactive mindset? So her question is, how did you overcome the idea of a cold heart? And also, has there ever been a time when you didn't respect Steve's point of view because you knew your point of view was correct, and how did you go around it? I don't know. Has there ever been a time I didn't respect your point of view?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think that was ever my problem. Like, when I'm because she asked this question because of when I mentioned in one of the previous podcast episodes that I was raised by an Asian dad, and you know, I guess there's something in Asian culture that's like, you know, you should pretty much be perfect and like not show emotions or weakness and not make excuses and stuff like that. But I hated being treated like that when I was younger. Yeah. So I feel like I didn't. I was always on the other side, like trying super hard not to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I do sometimes have like a strong point of view on how people should operate their lives, but I don't think I give it to them unless they ask for it.
I think her problem though here is the way that she even phrases this. Hmm. Like saying, has there been a time when you didn't respect Steve's view? So you don't respect my view,
right?
Because you knew your view was correct. It's inside your question. That's the flaw, right? Your view is subjective.
Yes.
Your view is not correct or incorrect.
Yeah, there is no wrong or right way to do life. No one was given a manual and like, this is how you do life correctly.
So hearing your boyfriend's view as incorrect is your mistake.
Yes.
You should view it. You should listen to his view and respect his view. And then you have your view. And then that's how you guys kind of meet in the middle, right? Okay, let me just boil down the question here.
Yeah.
Before we answer it. So she asked.
Really long email.
Very long email, and we want to just sum it up for everybody. So she says that she just got into a fight with her boyfriend, and she was listening to our podcast number 6, where she was talking about how when she was younger, she was cold-hearted because of the way she was raised.
I was.
Nikki was.
Yeah.
And
but when we were talking younger, I'm talking about like 20 years old, I was cold. I was never cold-hearted.
Well, she interpreted it that way, I guess.
Okay.
So it hit a nerve with her because she got into a fight today with her boyfriend, and which is over something that they have argued about. But that's not the reason why she's asking this question. She's kind of asking like for a general idea of how did you overcome the idea of a cold heart, and also whether there's been a time when you didn't respect Steve's view because you knew your view was correct and had how to go around.
Well, in her email, she is saying that her friends will come to her and vent, and she just immediately shuts them down and tries to give them advice.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yes.
That's her problem that she's asking about. The cold-hearted thing is an interesting way to describe something because I don't see that as cold-hearted. It's showing love in a different way because that's how a lot of people think they're helping, and that's how she thinks she's helping too. In her email, she says she doesn't want to see people that she love have like a weak mindset or an excuse-oriented mindset.
Yeah.
And so instead of letting them vent about something like, oh, I could do this if I didn't have to do all these other things, she shuts them down and says, you shouldn't be making excuses.
Yeah, she's trying to raise her friends instead of trying to
be more parental, and it comes off as patronizing because it is.
Yes.
And
if you know that you're doing that, you can fix the
debt. Yeah, so awareness is the first step, and it sounds like she's pretty aware that and she's been told by many of her friends and family that she does this, and all they want her to do is listen when they vent, and she just can't do it. She just feels like she's enabling them or encouraging that way of thinking, and her way of thinking is better and right. And so the question she asked is, how did I overcome being cold-hearted? Did I ever not respect your point of view? And how did I overcome that? But I don't think I was ever cold-hearted. I think I've always tried to understand people's point of view. Mm-hmm. I do have a way of thinking about myself, and that has gotten in my own way because I do have a high standard of like what I should be doing. And I don't let myself slide very often, and I beat myself up a lot. Because I don't think that I should have excuses. I think that excuses are a weak thing. I think that any excuse will do, and I think a lot of people let excuses, they're more comforting if they're not achieving what they need to achieve. Right. I think that people can let excuses like be the reason why they didn't accomplish that. You know, and it's easier to put the blame on something else than to take responsibility and say that you could have done more, right?
Yeah, I think we answered this one pretty good.
Okay, I just wanted to give a shout out to today's sponsor, Tomboy X. They're an underwear company. I received some underwear from them, and they're super cute, and most importantly, super comfortable. That's what I like the most about them.
But most importantly, how do they make you feel?
They make me feel comfortable.
Okay, but also, do they make you feel like it's like sexy and stuff?
Well, they make me feel confident because they cover some parts of that maybe I don't like so much with that a thong shows, but still highlights the parts I do like.
It's funny because all the stuff that you're talking about that gets covered is my favorite stuff.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Yeah, I also like that these underwear are, they're specifically for like, you know, like a tomboy personality. It's not, they're not super girly, but they're not feminine either.
So they make you feel confident because they're super, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like loungy. It's not like, ooh, I'm going to dress sexy to please somebody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can I wear Tomboy X?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to then.
Just not mine, please. Get your own. They have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, and boy shorts. I personally have the boxer briefs and the bikini kind.
So all options come in extra small to 4X.
Which is great. And then they also have bras. They have soft bras, racer back bras, everyday basic colors. And then they also have like fun and seasonal prints. I got a couple soft bras. They're super cute. They remind me of like, my first bras. Like when I used to get sets, but I didn't have boobs yet. So like, it's like a trainer bra.
You relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you fall in the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody feels comfortable in. So go to tomboyx.com/you, that's YOU, and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And should they not tell you, listeners, get an extra 15% off with code YOU. Again, you.
For an extra 15% off. And you can ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. That's what I'm talking about. Go to tomboyx.com/you.
YOU. Okay, this question is from Anna. So she says, I'm currently in a slump in my life where I've come to realize that I have given people the ability to determine my self-worth. That a lot of people go through that. Due to this, my self-worth is at an all-time low, as well as my confidence. With these issues, dating has become more complicated. I meet someone online, we seem to click and talk on the phone all the time, but when we meet, there's never a second date. I always get the staying as just friends answer. This just hurts my self-worth even more, and it's to the point where I feel like I'm not worth it at all. Do you have any advice for dealing with this?
Why should somebody see you as being more than how you see yourself? I mean that's a toughie, right? Like if you view yourself so negatively, and if you're really that down, why should somebody else try to make your case?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make your case, right? Like, I know when I felt that way, I think Nikki's felt that way. I think everybody's felt that way at some point in your life. You just have to work on yourself like a crazy person.
Yeah, you have to find something that gives you self-esteem or that gives you self-confidence. Like, whether it's a hobby, like painting, or like even like for me, it's creating. Like, for me, it's like creating anything, like a drawing, or I learned how to make jewelry. And so, like, I would make a pretty necklace and I'd be like, I fucking made that. I'm the shit. I'm awesome. She's like
watercolors for a while.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, anytime I'm feeling down about myself, I just learn a new skill and then I like feel. I don't know. I pick up things pretty quickly. I think that's a strength that I know that I have. And so if I learn something and then right away I'm able to create something with it, with this new skill, I get so much confidence from that.
You do.
And I feel like, oh, if I could do this, I could do things that I already know how to do.
Like, she fixed our sink today, man.
Oh, the garbage disposal. Our sink
has been broke and she fixed it.
And a plumber wouldn't call us back. And so I just YouTubed how to fix it, and then I fixed it because I just don't like waiting for shit. But then
it was awesome. Then and she used a method that we actually use at our old place, but I didn't think would work in our new place because her idiot plumber brother told us. I say that affectionately. I love Dane, but he told us that we have to replace the whole damn thing.
Oh yeah, he said don't even
and
bother.
And so I thought, oh, we can't do that method. And then she just did that old method, and it worked.
Because I was getting so frustrated because I film a cooking segment on my YouTube channel called Tasty Tuesday, and our sink was disgusting, and so we couldn't clean our dishes because it was filled with gross ass food water. And I was like, and our brother, my brother had just looked at it yesterday and said, you just need to get a new garbage disposal.
Just go get a new disposal.
And like, I was going to try this technique on it, but then everybody that had knew everything about sinks that day, like
yeah, everybody yesterday knows everything. Oh, yeah. No, like, that's not going to work.
Steve's mom helped. Like, she did this broom technique, and I was like, oh, well, everyone knows everything about sinks, I
she
guess.
She shoves
like,
a broom down in there and turns the blade in the disposal unit. And it works, like, man. I've actually done that at every apartment I've ever lived at.
Yeah,
my mom
it
was
did
like
it. It didn't work when I did. It worked when Sherry did it yesterday, but it didn't work when I tried it this morning. And then I was like, I didn't even get to try my tactic that I did on the last place that I YouTube videoed and had the tool for.
Yeah, because we used to use the Allen wrench on that thing and twist it underneath.
So I just did it with the same fucking wrench and it worked. And I was like, I'm a fucking master at sinks.
So look,
everyone else sucks at sinks.
So I don't know what the hell your question was, but that's how you fix a freaking sink in America.
So the question was about confidence and basically find the thing that you're strong in. Everybody has a strength. Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody has a thing that they're good at, that they're better at than other people, than most people, that they're above average at. And I think like finding that thing is
some people are hella good at picking up trash. I'm kidding.
You know, honestly,
everybody has a thing, right? Like, so it's What's the thing that you love to do? I really do feel bad for the people who are like, I don't have a thing. Like,
well,
your mom's like
but,
that.
Yeah, but in that case, like find a, like try things. Here's like my, like people that don't try things and they say that, you can't say that and not have tried anything.
That's
you have
true.
To go try something to be able to say you're not good at things.
And if it's out of your comfort zone, even better, man.
Yeah, even better. And that actually, those things build your confidence more. The things that where you go out of your comfort zone and you really don't feel like you can do it or you're kind of scared about it and then you do it, those are the things that you actually feel badass
like
about.
Go take an improv class, man. That's fun. That's good confidence building stuff. Like
those
and you meet people in there and
it,
you know, all
it
the,
helps
all the
you
teachers
with your,
try to fuck the students, which is pretty cool to see up close and personal.
Sure. As an observer,
as a people watcher, it's interesting to watch a bunch of 48-year-old men try to fuck 25-year-old, 20-year-old girls.
Yeah, but improv really helps with conversation in general too. Like if you're kind of antisocial and you don't know how to like start conversations at parties or
your improv teacher
like,
talking to you, how cool is that?
No, I'm talking about building the skill.
I'm with you. No, it's good.
Steve wants
it's good
to fuck
to,
the improv teacher.
No,
apparently.
I
want to
fuck him up, dude. I remember seeing all that shit up close and personal, being like, man.
Were you just jealous because no one ever hit on you?
No, it's like a racket.
Wow, Steve.
Look, there's a lot
so
of great
jealous.
Improv teachers out there.
I think you're sexy. Does that matter?
Thank you.
I have to become an improv teacher to think you're sexy?
No, I'm saying that's what the improv teacher guys do.
I know what
to
you're saying.
On,
but
to
I'm
get their freaking rocks off.
You're just jealous.
Totally. No, but we're all jealous.
And P.S.,
let's be frank.
There's a lot of girls that want to fuck on funny guys. I'm sorry that you were jealous about all the young girls.
I know that.
Well, so let them have their game.
I'm giving my angle, pal. All right, you
pal,
give yours.
Buddy.
You stay on your end of the table.
I'm the girl getting hit on by the funny dude, and I'm like, yes, fuck me. Fuck me up, daddy. I love it.
I like it.
So Anna, yes, I hope this helps you with your confidence. And when you're dating, when it comes to dating, the more confidence you have, you know what you're bringing to the table.
Stop dating, I say.
Or fuck that guy that doesn't think that you should be more than friends. You don't want to be more than friends anyway, because the person should like really see your value.
Listen, I don't know you, but I think you're great because you're self-aware, and I like self-aware people. And I think that you need to become a fan of yourself.
Yeah.
Before you go on a bunch of
dates.
Oh, and
also, sometimes people are good at things and they think that the thing that they're good at is like, oh, well, that's no big deal. Like, everyone
that's
can
true.
Do that. And no, not everyone is good at that thing. Like, really, 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 like that. It took me the longest time for me, like, to recognize strengths because I just felt like whatever I was strong at, well, everyone probably has that.
Like, maybe you're really good at standing in hot weather and handing people snow cones.
Shut the
Maybe
fuck up.
Maybe that's your thing. I'm
the cuntiest friend you have.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No, but I remember back when I was at my lowest, I just got mega, mega, ultimately dumped, right?
Yeah.
And I was like overweight and I hated the way that I looked. And I was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I'm such a loser. And,
well, yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Well, I was right about that.
Yeah. That was your strength. And you just were like, you know what? I'm going to exploit this loser dumb
that's
that
right.
I have.
No, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to do as many push-ups as I can do right now. I'm going to get my ass back in shape, right? And I can only do 10 push-ups, dude. Mm. I can only do 10 freaking push-ups. Yeah, exactly. So then the next day, I could do 11 push-ups. And I'm not even kidding right now. It sounds like I'm doing a joke, but wow. I'm not. And then the next day, I could do like, you know, 11 and a half. And then like by the next week, I was doing, you know, like a week and a half later, I was doing like 20 push-ups. And then I was doing 30. And then I was doing 40. And I was doing 50 in one go. Yeah. Like in one set. And I was losing weight. And I was like not eating like shit. I would go eat a Subway sandwich, which is like eating paper. It's like eating paper with oil on it. You know what I'm saying?
Subway sandwich?
And by the way, the show sponsored by Subway today. Thank you very much. no, but it was not good, right? I was doing all this, but because I was like, I'm going to fucking change the way that I need to love myself. Because I was like, I looked at myself and I was like, you look like a piece of shit. Like, you look overweight. Like, you look all these things that I don't like.
Yeah.
So you have to, I had to take that guy down before I could go make the case for myself on a date. Because when you're on a date with somebody, you're just trying to make a case for yourself. It's like a debate. It's like, oh yeah, you do this. Well, I do this. I'm the shit because of this.
So if you're already throwing your own self under the bus.
Oh man, you're doomed, dude. Yeah. You're doomed.
And then guys are like, you know what? Let's just be friends.
Let's be friends because you have confidence issues and I want somebody cool and confident. I want to attract somebody who's not easy to get. Like who wants to get a girl who's easy to get, dude? Or a guy who's easy to get? Like nobody. Like people want to like feel like they're reaching for something. Like it's hard.
And they got the big fish.
Yeah, I'm chasing after this thing, right? Like,
well, sorry, ladies, I already got him. I already got the big fish.
See, I'm off the market. Sorry. No, but dogs don't chase cars that are parked, right?
Whoa.
They chase the moving car.
Wow. Okay. You went motivational poster Thank on you. Us. That's great.
Hey, I never heard that one before. That's a pretty good
one.
Oh,
you made your own. Okay.
I think I did. Dogs chase cars that are moving.
Uh-huh. Don't be a parked car.
So if you want to be a dog, which you might be already. I'm kidding.
No, if you want to be a car.
Excuse me?
If you want to be a car.
This is my analogy.
Moving, okay?
Get the hell out of my analogy.
You fucked up your own analogy.
No, look. People don't chase.
She wants. Yeah.
They don't chase things that are easily attainable.
Yes. She's not chasing. She wants to be chased. So be a fucking moving car, not a parked car.
No, she's chasing the dream. I out motivational
okay,
your ass.
Okay,
don't
okay.
you step into my fucking batter's box, dude. My hitter zone is all God. Over the thing.
I'm
okay,
sorry,
pal?
I'm not even on your level. Damn.
I
thought I got the analogy and I was not even there.
I just hit Nikki all the way out of the park and I broke a fucking window.
Your bats don't like balls that aren't moving.
See?
Exactly. Unless you're playing T-ball.
You could coach Little League like I could. I could coach Little League saying shit like this, I think. You know what I mean? Give out plastic participation trophies and say attaboy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. But no, I really do think that if she does this, she'll be a happy person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let us know, Anna.
Yeah,
let us know if you got
good
happy.
Good luck out there. We're fans of you, Anna.
Tell us, keep us updated on this, on like the things that you're doing to build your confidence. And
yeah, Anna, maybe we'll do a call-in show
someone,
next week.
If you need someone to be like, yo, you're doing a great job, like pat yourself on the back every once in a while. That's another thing. Just pat yourself on the back every once in a while. I never think I'm doing enough. I'm going to cry.
Damn, it's getting dark in here, man. That's true, though. You don't do that.
Yeah, I'm always like, I was like, oh, yeah, you got this much done? Well, why didn't you get this done? This and this and this done?
She's like, I only got four crazy things done today, and I needed to get six done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Steve over here gets
kicking
zero
ass.
Done.
Kicking and I'm ass. Like, taking names.
I just unconditionally love him.
You know what I do all day? I take names.
That's you take
I
names?
Do. I take fucking names, dude, so that I can
like
kick
like a bouncer?
Ass. Yeah.
You're a bouncer.
I'm on name 60,121, and I'm going to be taking more names tonight. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
all right. So next question. Hi, Nikki and Steve. Just want to start off by saying I love your podcast. I know you guys from watching JK News. You two are easily my favorite guests on the channel. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You have good taste. Excellent taste.
This is also from Anne. This is from a different person. Not Anna. This is Anne.
Oh, Anne.
So there's a lot of Anne people. You know what?
It's a common
name. We
love
all the Anns. We love the Anns.
But right. We have the best Anns here,
is it
here,
a name that you're taking?
Excuse me?
You said you were taking names before the commercial.
Oh, that's one Keep of the names I'm taking. Absolutely. Well, I'm writing Anne, just Anne, not Anna.
Were you writing it?
I wrote it down just now.
I didn't see it.
I wrote it down under the
table.
There's
video proof that you did not do that.
I wrote it down.
Okay, Nikki, is your dad a Filipino? Yes, he is. Because I just listened to your relationships episode and I totally relate about not being able to cry, be sad, or even be sick. I'm Filipino and my mom would look down on me when I was sad or sick. I'm super sensitive, emotional, and empathetic as well. I cry at everything, but rarely for myself because I was never allowed to feel sorry for myself. And Steve, the fact that you want to work out your issues with Nikki right away is so great. I hate when guys need space to cool off because you know what happens when they do that? I get heated as fuck.
Yeah, that's true. Here's the thing, man. I had a military grandpa and dad and military upbringing, so yeah. I relate a lot to the Asian dadness.
Yeah, and my Asian grandpa was in the military.
But one of the best things that my folks did was if we got into an argument, there was no walking away slamming doors. It was like, no, we're dealing with this right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to go walk away and slam the door and all that stuff. So that's why I'm like that with you is because I don't.
Uh-huh.
And I actually hated that in my... I've had relationships where they're like, I just need space right now. And I'm like, I don't want to do the space thing. I want to just hash this out.
Right. So, even though today you slammed a door on me, but that's okay.
Excuse me?
Well, today, like, I was like, help me with this thing. And then you're like, I'm helping you with it. I'm like, no, you're not. And then you slammed the door on
my You're head. Damn straight I did. I'd do it again.
And I was like, hey, that's rude.
That wasn't an argument. I was just like, I'm working on this already.
Yeah, but you slammed the door on me.
I know. And then I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, then you said sorry. And I was like, it's okay.
Good. Yep, good memory.
That's a good story.
It's a good memory.
But no, you normally don't walk out of the room. You don't
never.
You don't like slam a door on
That me. Wasn't a that wasn't like a
You didn't slam it, you just closed it.
I closed it.
But it was in the middle of
And by the way, she was 30 feet away from the door. It's not like she was like right outside the door. She was 30 feet away. I was just like, no, I'm working on it right now. And I closed the door.
Yeah, and I was like, rude.
And then she's like,
it's rude.
And then she was like, hey, don't leave it closed.
That's
it was less intense than it sounds.
It wasn't intense at all.
No, it was not.
I was like, hey, that was rude.
Yes, you were.
In that same tone.
Yes.
But anyway, you should be allowed to feel emotions. I think that was a lot of therapy that I had to go through to like realize that it was okay to like show emotions. And now I show them way too much. But
one of your big breakthroughs too that I think would be helpful for her is the whole like – that you don't need to have done something to get affection.
Yes. That was a huge one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always felt like I had to do something to deserve love or deserve affection. I feel like I've talked about this on a different podcast episode, but... I don't think so. But, yeah. Oh, I haven't?
No.
Well, yeah, my therapist explained it super well to me, where, like, basically it's like my dad had a baton. And for some reason it was my dad because that's the one that's harder to please. So I'm like, why aren't both my parents loving me? My mom is loving me unconditionally, and my dad did love me unconditionally, but it felt like he only showed it. Yeah, he expressed it more when I did something that was like worthy of it, right? Yeah. And so like it's like he had a baton and it's like
that's his love language.
You have to jump this high in order to receive love. And so I always felt like I had to do stuff in order to get it, even though for other people, like other boyfriends, babies, like I don't need them to do something in order to gain love. And my therapist was basically like, think of a baby. Does a baby need to do something to earn your love? I'm like, no, it just needs to be a baby. And then
it has to look cute.
Well, it doesn't even have to look cute.
Well, that's true. A lot of babies don't look cute.
I feel bad for you.
But if it's your baby, you think it's cute for whatever reason.
You think it's cute no matter what. Yeah. And so basically she's like, this is how it should be. You should just be doing you. And if people love you, then they love you. And if they don't love you, then that's not your problem.
Well, I won't say who, but we got a friend who got the ugliest baby I ever saw.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Just to put it out there, I don't think any babies are as ugly as Steve is making this baby sound.
It's crazy, man. That baby is the ugliest baby I've ever seen.
It's cute now.
Yeah, now. In the first, like, 6 months, it was nuts.
Well, it had to fight its way out of a vagina, okay? Yeah. So your face gets a little smushed and off.
It doesn't look smushed, though. It looked the opposite. Oh. It was like...
It was protruding?
Like it got stung by a whole hive of bees.
Whoa! Damn. Yeah, it is. Like, you not should a do a baby roast where you just roast babies.
I would love
babies.
To roast babies. Nobody does it anymore. I would love it. Get a baby in a fucking tuxedo, sit him down. Right?
Yeah.
That'd be fun, actually.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Nikki. That's actually like the best idea ever.
Roast.
I would love to do a fucking baby roast. Are you kidding me? We get everyone's babies. Well, we have the main baby of the day, right? The honored,
and then you have a panel of babies.
Yeah, no, and then we have just a bunch of stand-ups come up and fucking light that shit up. Oh, that'd be a blast. That's like the coolest idea I've ever heard. That's like, I want to actually do
that.
Thank
you. You're welcome, audience. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So, when are you going to put content at all on your channel?
Hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a baby roast. Coming out the gate with a fucking baby
Hell
roast.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Cool. Can I be on it?
No.
Okay.
It's roasters only. You're okay. Not a roaster. Do you think you could roast a baby without crying?
I could roast it. I could, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? It. Okay. So, do we have time for one more question?
But yeah, we got time.
Okay, because we got a sad relationship question.
Roasting Timothy De La Ghetto was like roasting a baby.
Aw.
That's the closest I've come so far.
Why is it like roasting?
I just roasted him again. I never stopped. That was 2 years ago, and I just roasted him again.
Good job.
I'm going to roast him again before this episode's over. Go ahead.
I think you're so cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello. I just watched your podcast about relationships and was actually having problems with the one I'm currently in. We've been together for a little over half a year and our communication has been lacking. I try to talk to her at least once every day, but she never texts me first, and I find myself feeling horrible because she is constantly busy with school and friends. I understand she wants to talk to her new friends, but we've hardly talked at all for the past 2 weeks and I don't know what to do.
Oh, damn.
It's anonymous too.
Let me read this first part of the question, the part that troubled me.
Okay.
Is.
Yes.
We have been together for a little over half a year and our communication has been lacking. That's a strike three, brother. I mean, you've been together for no time at all and you got lack of communication. That's a toughie.
Yeah, because half a year, you're making it sound more than it is.
Yeah, brother. That's
only
6 months. It's like 60 days of some shit.
That's like, damn, we've already done half a year relationship, more than half a year relationship in this year alone.
Yeah.
2018.
And we're killing it.
We communicate all the time.
Murdering
it. We communicate every day, all day. God. Too much, I think, actually.
Way too much.
Maybe we should cut down on the communication.
I just see her too much.
Sometimes he shuts a door on my face.
30
like,
feet away.
I've seen you too
never
much.
Never hear the end of it. No, I think... look, she's busy, right? So you got to get busy too, pal. It can't just be one person's busy and the other person's not busy.
But I also think, okay,
she ain't that into him.
Yes,
I know.
If she's that busy that school and some friends take her away from just talking to you once a day or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're probably giving her too much attention.
That's
frankly.
True.
And so she's like. She's just waiting.
You're being the parked car.
She's waiting you out, pal.
She's,
you got to get that car
chase
going,
that.
Man. You got to start moving at like 6 miles
you
an
gotta
hour.
You got to be the dog, I guess, apparently, in this analogy.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Go be another dog.
Listen, if you're a car, one of your main purposes, other than to take people from A to B, is to be chased upon by dogs. Is that correct or not?
Yes. Yes.
Is that correct or incorrect?
No, I understood your analogy.
Answer the fucking question.
Yes.
Thank you. So, then... If you are the car, it's time to get moving, my man.
You're like a drunk grandma right now.
I don't even like, know where this analogy is going, but I know I'll talk my way out of it because that's what I do.
Or you won't.
That's right.
Because it's all being recorded.
That's what I do.
No one could call me crazy.
I can call you crazy.
You can, but you will not have very many supporters.
No, I think that this guy's he's just spending a little too much time looking at his phone waiting for the girlfriend to respond.
Just the way that you're wording it. I'm having problem. Our communication has been lacking. It sounds like a quarterly review.
That's
like you're
true.
A boss of the relationship, and it's like you know. I would like to see our communication
been lacking.
It's
Heather,
been
can
lacking.
We pick up these numbers, please?
Yes,
Heather. So what's going on when I am texting you, asking you how your day is? You're taking a little bit too long to respond. Maybe want to work on that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And can I just say that also, I am you. Like, in a relationship, I've totally been you, where I feel horrible because I'm the one texting or trying to hang out, and the person's like, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy, but then on MySpace, they're like with their friends, and yeah, I used a MySpace reference because that was the time that I had that relationship.
Listen, you could look at my phone right now.
Yeah.
And you would see a bunch of texts from Nikki to me, but never me to Nikki. Ever. I don't fucking respond.
Yeah, totally.
I keep her wanting more, always
totally, bro.
Chasing, always reaching, never quite having.
Let me read our last text conversation.
Great.
It's a grocery list.
Yeah.
And then it says, it's from me to Steve.
Yeah.
Grocery list.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe pick up a case of water too. Steve. Okay, good call. Me.
I didn't answer that.
Are you at Ralph's? Steve, I'm at 99 Ranch.
All right, can you check this.
Ralph's for Vegas for vegan sausages?
We're cutting this, Mark.
This is basically a conversation of Steve going out and getting groceries.
We're cutting all this. This is very personal stuff.
Okay.
This is making me look like an asshole right now.
I'm being a moving car.
Okay. New rule on the show.
Okay.
We cut everything that makes me look like an asshole.
Well, then we have to cut the whole damn show.
I just put that on the tee for you. I can't believe I put that on the tee for you.
That's true.
I just hooked you up so hard.
I was like, this joke is too easy.
That's been a good
scene. What a gift. Wow, what a gift.
Professional I am.
Anne, are you taking notes? Or Anna?
Anna, do you really want this?
Take some improv classes. No, this is not Anna asking this question.
I'm saying she wanted a second, third date.
Yeah.
This is what it turns into, pal.
Yeah, that's true. And then you end up for life with this.
That's right.
For life. That's it for this episode.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. They don't tell you. Steve and Nikki solo episode. And definitely check out Subway. Tastes like cardboard with a little bit of oil on it. Maybe some pepper. Subway. Eat that.
Not that fresh.
No. That's why they don't say that anymore. They just say eat it. Eat it.
Eat it. Just eat it. Be grateful.
Yeah. Just you're eating food at least.
If you have a question you'd like to ask us, again, podcast@nikki.limo. We would love to answer your questions about life. We may not have good advice, but you're the one asking us.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's good, too. We're pretty good.
Just don't ask me no hair care questions or you're probably going to be doomed. But you can ask Nikki.
Okay, so final thoughts, Steve.
My final thoughts?
Yes.
Listen, man, I know it's a motivational poster, but you gotta like yourself if anyone gonna like you. Otherwise, I mean, who likes somebody who doesn't like themselves? I don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
And also, on the contrary, you gotta love yourself in order to love other people.
Absolutely.
Too, because you'll constantly be... I find that people project what they're the most insecure about onto other people. So if they're insecure about the way that they... or a know-it-all, for example, whenever they see other know-it-alls, they get really like judgy about it. And then it's really just their own insecurity coming out.
Absolutely.
That they're projecting. And you got to like love those parts of you, or at least try to get better at them. And then you will not, you know, judge others so harshly. What are we talking about again?
I don't know. Oh. But it was good advice.
Yeah. There you go. You're welcome for that. For me, I guess, final thoughts. There's so many of you that ask questions. So many three of you. Listen, people. If you want to snag a guy like Steve, which I've managed to do somehow.
Good so far.
You know, listen to their point of view. Let them talk and just you listen. And then, you know, also know your value so that he's like, wow, what a great listener. And I can't be anywhere in the world without this girl.
That's how I did it.
And then he'll buy you a diamond ring, and you'll be like, give me that shit, and then you'll lock it down forever.
That's a good summation.
And then you'll be locked down forever, and you'll be like, oh, no, wait.
What's this contract?
I got trapped. But at least he communicates every day. If he didn't, I'd be like, this bitch don't want me.
That's true. Always communicate.
Yeah.
Even if it's through a closed door.
God bless, it's through a closed door.
And thank you for
listening. Your wife is saying, that's rude. What you're doing is rude.
You can't close the door on me.
That's rude.
I did.
Okay, but you're being really rude.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Rate us and stuff.
Oh, yeah, rate us. That helps a lot. You have no idea. It helps so much.
People are like, how do I rate on CastBox? Well, you can give us a thumbs up, but on Apple.
Just like go log in and then rate us on there.
And then be like, bye, we don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know how to freaking update my phone.
I love you. I love you. Please like me. 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 Please like me.
Why didn't anyone tell me?